Well, Peter, as I told you earlier on, this we came about the conclusion based on preliminary investigations. But mark you, the processing is ongoing. Specialists are there, you know, first and foremost to make sure that they are psychologically stabilized because they have been traumatized, you know, after being abducted by these terrorists. And, you know, the operation is also ongoing. Remember, Sambisa Forest is a vast area, and there are a lot of terrorist camps. So far, we are able to dislodge 4 out of several others, and they are still on it.
Will this fight against Boko Haram continue, especially when there are suggestions that these terrorists have planted landmines to basically thwart the army's march towards rooting them out?
It will continue. The fight will continue till when we have completely routed out the terrorists in that environment, not just only in Sambisa Forest, wherever they are in the country.
What is the reassurance that the army is giving to Nigerians, especially when reports came out that these terrorists have splintered into different groups and they are attacking unarmed civilians on their way when they are being chased away?
I believe an average Nigerian is quite aware of the effort being done to make sure that the terrorists have been routed out. And of course, you monitor the media, you are a living witness as such to the past, within the last few weeks, the kind of successful operations that were carried out against the terrorists. And it will continue till it is brought to logical conclusion. Yes, it is true. Normally, you cannot have 100%. Remember, the composition of the terrorists, most of them, they are people that are familiar with the ground. They easily melt with the crowd and the people living there. So you cannot rule out the possibility of having 1 or 2 isolated cases. But beyond that, I can assure you that we are doing the best we could to ensure that terrorism, as it is known in the present circumstances, will be no more in the shortest possible time.
Now, so what can you say has contributed to the significant gains made by the military against these Boko Haram militants? Because a few months ago, it was like the terrorists were winning. What transpired? What made the difference? What changed?
Peter, you want me to leak out the Nigerian secret? I won't. However, I will just give you an insight. There is a renewed, the improvement in the weaponry and equipment holding, and of course, the renewed support, cooperation, and understanding of the Nigerian society that, look, fighting terrorism is a collective responsibility. And of course, the soldier needs all this support. Now it is available. We will make sure that we bring the war to a logical conclusion.
What should the people of Nigerians expect from the Nigerian army, looking at the gains that it has made to in fighting against this terrorist group, as well as the cooperation with other neighbors to put military pressure on these terrorists?
Yeah, the expectation naturally is that I believe they would like to see an army they will relate and associate with, that is professional, that is up and going, living up to its constitutional responsibility. And I can assure you the Nigerian army is doing all it could to ensure that it lives up to that expectation.